Mike's more blues hockey. You may talk about getting back to your game.
Well, there was, like we said in the first couple of games, there was periods of each of them. There's some quality. There's some good stuff. There was more good stuff tonight, but still, we're obviously not there yet. But good result. Really happy for Jake, the way that he played the game. I wish that we could have done a better job in the third period, but he was outstanding tonight, and obviously found a way to score some big goals. But I still think that we can tighten up and be better.
What did you have to reinforce in that period of time?
At that point, it's just like, you know, forget about how we got here. We've got a 2-goal lead. We're at home, and disappointing, you know, that we allowed them to crawl back into the game. But look at the opportunity we got. Let's get back to being aggressive, but smart. I mean, we can still be smart with the puck, but, you know, we can still be aggressive in how we defend, and as far as trying to play in the offensive zone, hang on to the puck. And I didn't think we were doing that. I thought we were passive, and coming out in the third period, we were just kind of sitting around, not trying to execute, not trying to make, not trying to get to the offensive zone. And then and I didn't think we were very aggressive. And we still some puck management stuff, still some things where we put ourselves in some very poor places. You know, some of the decisions we're making, we have to be smarter.
So you were expecting a hectic response on David Perron tonight?
He was, I was expecting a response from that line, in fact. Yeah, so I didn't know result-wise what they were going to get, but I thought they were going to have a good night.
Was it just a case of maybe not having that, losing some intensity at the start of the third period?
Yeah. Yeah, intensity, focus, whatever it is. I mean, this is a 60-minute game, and you're playing against good hockey teams, and they don't quit. Why would they? You know, and then next thing you know, especially against a team like that, you give them a little bit of life, a little bit of momentum, and they just start feeling good, and then the momentum starts to build, and we have to learn from that. It's you know, it's too long of a year to that game could have turned. We could have lost the game, and we had losses like that last year. So we have to learn from this, because we missed the playoffs by 1 point last year, and we had games last year where we let our foot off the gas and we allowed teams to get back into it. So we have to be better.
Mike, you especially needed Jake during that 5-on-3. It seemed like a little bit.
Outstanding job by the killers, the guys that were on the ice with them. Obviously, special teams were a big factor in the game tonight. Power play, 2 goals for us, and that penalty kill in particular, game-changing moment. You look at, we've got a period in the first where we've got a shootout or breakaway goal, penalty shot, and also we have to kill a penalty right after that. So Jake was outstanding when called upon, and then the special teams did a great job.
See that too often?
I think that might be the first. Yeah, but to come out of that clean at the end of that was big momentum swing for our group.
Did you like what you saw from Edmondson tonight?
Yeah, he had a lot for us. I mean, he even looked good on the power play. We threw him out there in the third period. He played confident. He played aggressive. He's a big, heavy body, and he's tough to play against.
What gives him that kind of ability to be able to? Seems like he knows how to make a read when you pinch in. Remember the lose possession of the puck.
Yeah, I thought that as a group, I thought that our D, there were some times where, you know, we were, I would say, a little bit aggressive to the outside of the ice, not making sure that we had the numbers back and giving up some rush opportunities that they don't necessarily lead to chances or goals against, but sometimes it just leads to the momentum of us having to, when you have your D-men back-checking too much, it's obviously not a good thing. But when we are on top of things and we are aggressive and we're killing plays before they can develop, we're a better team.
Was that just an in-game reward for Eddie there, putting him on the power play?
It was more, you know, I didn't think that our start to our third period was very good. We seemed to be on our heels, and we didn't have a whole lot of momentum going on, so we just wanted to make sure. Obviously, we're trying to score a goal there at that point, but we also want to make sure we don't give up a shorty.
Mike, when you put Perron on that line, does each one of those guys give you, they have their own distinct element?
He's... What I like, you know, it's not easy playing with good players like Schwartzy and Schenner, and sometimes you put certain people there and they play a game that to try to make other people happy, to try to make them happy, to try to appease them and help them do their thing. But David, he's played with lots of good players in the league, and that's not gonna bother him. He's gonna play his game.
You still feel like he's maybe playing a little catch up, considering he had a long summer and maybe not as, you know, there's guys that were training maybe when he was still trying to catch some rest there.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, to me, he's looked a lot better in the last couple of days of practice, and he looked a lot better in the game today. I think he's been moving his feet. He handled the week very well, and he got rewarded for it today.
Did the extra days help Jake Allen at all in terms of refocusing?
Maybe that was the case, but he was outstanding. You know what? Jake's been good. He only has one win to show for the first three games that he's played, and you know it's unfortunate that we didn't do a better job again in front of him here tonight to help him with his goals against average. But he's been good to start the season. He's on top of his game, and I think that you look at a couple of saves he made when it was 5-3, and obviously we talk about making huge saves at big times in the game, or the 5-on-3 against and the penalty kill. He did that for us tonight and definitely helped us win this hockey game.
Like, just to get the first win, was it kind of rough having to stew for 4 days after the last loss and then finally get this win?
Yeah, kind of rough, but also probably pretty good, too. I mean, we just have to make sure we don't get too caught up in results right now. What we're trying to do is get more and more good hockey, more and more hockey of what's true to our identity and how we're supposed to play. And that's from game to game, that's within the game. And obviously we're not playing 60 minutes yet. I don't know that too many teams around the league are, to be honest with you. But we have to get to that very quickly here. And if we want to have a good year and we want to take advantage of the home games that we have here, then we have to get to that right away.
You saw the puck in the
I don't know if I, let's ask me about that later. I'll ask our guys if we want that to be public or if that's going to be, I don't know. I want to make sure that if that's private to them, that I'm not taking that outside of the room. Well, then in that case, it's more than a player gets the puck after the game when we win the game, and that puck will go in the board. And there's a lot of room for pucks in that board, so hopefully we get a lot of them. But what we want it to be, we want it to represent something more than just the star of the game. I don't look at the stars of the game. For me personally, I don't know if Jake was a star or not tonight. Certainly deserved to be. He gave up 3 goals against, but he was outstanding in the game. And so what it represents is, somebody who was a team player tonight, somebody who did everything he could for his teammates, and obviously you should be pretty proud if you're getting rewarded with that. Now, next game, Jake is the guy who will choose who that player was, and we only do it after wins.
You got to choose tonight.
We had Bobby Plager choose that tonight, so pretty fitting that he's a guy, obviously, that it's an old quote, and he lived by it. That the name on the front of the jersey, and that was more important to him than the one on the back.
So did the idea, though, did it originate with you or from the player, or were the genesis?
It was my idea. Yeah, well, it was our coaching staff's idea. Yeah. And everything that we can do to try to bring our group together, we're trying to build a culture here, and things like work ethic come into it, the way you play the game, all that kind of stuff. But bottom line is, part of that culture is team. And whether it's brotherhood, however you want to call it, when it becomes as important that somebody else is having success, when it becomes as important that you do something for somebody else and you see them doing that for you, then you're a really good team. And we have to get to that point. We're not quite there yet.
The Tarasenko O'Reilly line, -3 of the night, that generated a lot of scoring opportunities. Did they get with the bat, or did you see something that they weren't doing defensively?
Well, defensively, not sharp enough. Plenty of chances, for sure, but certainly... we count on those guys to lead us. I thought O'Reilly, to be honest with you, played a pretty solid game for a -3 hockey player. He's pretty solid. You look at what he did on the penalty kill. I'm not really sure that he could have done anything differently. Vladdy had a number of chances in this game. All three of them did good things in the game, but, I certainly think that they're capable of playing and defending harder than that or better than that, whatever the case is. So, but that's not unlike the rest of our team. That's kind of where we're at right now. It's like we do it one shift or we do it one period, but we're not doing it for 60 minutes. And so good win tonight, but obviously still not good enough. We have to keep getting better.